comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Now, it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Gateway to Vibrant Health. I'm your host, Valerie Hall, and we're brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market. Today we have one of my favorite returning guests, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones is back with us, and we're going to tackle the subject of allergies. As we're heading into allergy season again, you know, allergies can really come in a lot of different forms for us. Sometimes it's the pollen and the airborne allergies, things like pet dander, which can really happen year-round. Sometimes we get these sensitivity reactions to the foods we're eating, especially dairy and gluten might be responsible for a lot of sinus issues that go on for people. So allergies is a pretty big field. And one of my guests in the past mentioned to me that he thought that allergies were so much on the rise because of this increase in pollen that's happening around the world, because human beings are putting out so much carbon dioxide. And carbon dioxide is fuel for plants, and so the plants are growing more and creating more pollen, and so we have a rise in allergies. Wow, what a concept. So we are going to talk about some really constructive solutions today with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. She's been doing so much for the last 30 years, teaching students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit, and she's the author of over 26 books. Some of her latest ones, boy, Susan, you seem to be writing a new one every time I turn around. You've got a great one called The Curative Kitchen and Lifestyle, Living on the Lighter Side, which is a terrific book on weight loss made easy, Healthy, Happy, and Radiant at Any Age. And where can we find these fantastic books, Susan?
Yeah. Hi, Valerie. Great to be with you.
Wonderful to have you back.
You just go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And you can click on the book cover of these new books, and then you can even read some sample pages. So you can find all that at SusanSmithJones.com. And even there on the homepage, I'm giving away a free, beautiful, full-color recipe book that even includes positive affirmations and pictures of the recipes. It's called Conscious Cuisine. So, and when you click, that means I get your email address, and once a month you get a wonderful newsletter from me with lots of great health information that the general public never sees. And so you only get something once a month. I don't inundate you with emails.
Very good. What a lovely offer. Thank you for that, Susan. That's a great offer to all of our listeners. We're going to talk about allergies today. Boy, this is a big problem in the United States.
Not only is it a big problem, but like you just said, it's getting worse all the time. And at some point, I want to talk a little bit about the difference between allergies and colds, because people get those confused. But there's almost nothing more miserable than an annoying allergy, because with it, you get a runny nose, watery eyes, often a throbbing head. And allergies occur when the immune system and the adrenal glands are weak. And the adrenal glands, as we all know, are located on top of the kidneys, and they produce hormones that strengthen immunity. And when the body is not strong enough to handle invasive substances like pollen, dust, and animal dander, it will begin to produce histamines, which cause the allergic responses of sneezing and red, watery eyes. And antihistamines may seem to relieve the symptoms for the moment, but they don't really get rid of the cause. So, you know, but there are things that you can take and do in your life that are natural antihistamines. And in a moment, you know, after we'll talk a little bit about allergies, but then let's talk about what a cold is and how that differs from an allergy, and how can you really detect if you have an allergy or a cold?
Well, in my experience, the allergies can seem to go on a lot longer than a cold. If it's something that's recurring and just there all the time, I'm very fortunate. I don't have allergies. I have a few sensitivities to foods. I know I don't do well with gluten, and that gives me mostly digestive upset systems of a lot of gas and unpleasantness that way. But I tend to not get the sinus reaction. Some of that is hereditary as well when we get certain genes from our parents, isn't it?
Exactly. It's funny. You didn't know what we were talking about, but you just read my mind. Allergies are not contagious like colds, although some people may inherit a tendency to develop them. And, you know, as I mentioned, with an allergy, for some reason, your body mistakes harmless substances like dust and pollen for germs and attacks them. And then your body releases chemicals like the histamine, just as it does when fighting a cold. Now, colds are caused by hundreds of different viruses. And when one of these viruses gets into your body, your immune system attacks it. And some of the effects of this immune response are the classic symptoms of a cold, such as congestion and coughing. And the germs, as we all know, the germs that cause colds are contagious. And you pick them up when an infected person, maybe next to you, sneezes, coughs, shakes hands with you. And usually after about a couple of weeks, at the most, your immune system will fight off the virus and you should stop having symptoms. Now, here are a few of the specific differences between a cold and an allergy. By the way, one of my books I wrote is called Conquer Colds and Allergies. And the subtitle is Surefire Tips to Find Comfort Naturally and Boost Your Immune System, because it's all about the functioning of your immune system. Now, let's mention duration, time of year, and onset of symptoms. With duration, a cold usually can last between 3 and 14 days, but an allergy can last days to months as long as you're exposed to the allergen. Time of year, colds often, most often, I should say, happen in the winter, but are possible anytime. With an allergy, it's any time of year, although the appearance of some allergens are seasonal. Onset of symptoms. With a cold, symptoms take a few days to appear after infection with the virus. In other words, if someone sneezes around you, let's say you're on a flight and you get off and within a couple of days you're so glad you didn't get what they had, but it might take a little bit longer. With an allergy, symptoms can begin immediately after exposure to an allergen. And here's something I think most people know, runny or stuffy nose. Often with a cold, the mucus is yellow. It changes colors. But with an allergy, the mucus is usually clear.
Ah, I didn't know that. That's interesting. Very interesting. You know, one of the things that always that I talk about when people get a cold, most of what we experience in the cold is really our body's response to it. It's all a part of our immune system. So the mucus that's produced is trying to push something out. So whether that's the yellow mucus of the cold or the clear mucus of the allergy, it's trying to push something out of the body. The coughing is trying to get it out of our lungs. The fever, if we have a cold or a flu, is trying to make our body hot enough to burn up the virus, to make it unpleasant or hopefully to kill it off. You know, in the old days when someone got a fever, they would put them in a bed and pile blankets on them until the fever broke. And then that was the signal that the threat was over. So a lot of the things that we interpret as a cold, for example, are really our body's responses and defenses coming into play.
Yes, exactly. And while most of these are common sense, let's just give some quick reminders to boost your immune system for cold prevention. And these are my favorite prevention practices so that you can avoid and prevent passing a virus along to others and not get one. Always wash your hands. You see, most cold viruses are spread through direct contact. So if it's on a shared object, it could even be on paper money, and germs often can last there for up to 4 weeks. You know, viruses can live for hours and weeks on some items. And you want to do frequent hand washing. That's important. And when you're not able to wash your hands, you can get those alcohol-based hand rubs, but they have to contain 60% alcohol to really do any good, to help kill most of the germs. And you know that the new way to sneeze now is not to sneeze into your hand, although you think you're being polite to prevent it from going all around the room. And it does spread quickly and up to 20 to 30 feet in one sneeze. But it's better to sneeze literally into your elbow, like I'm doing it now. You can't see, but over to your elbow, because that way you cover it and it's not on your hands that often touch things. And then you never, you know, since cold viruses enter your body through your eyes, your nose, your mouth, keeping your hands away from your face goes a long way to prevent viruses from entering your system. So if you're out in public and you're touching things, be aware of not touching your face, your nose, your mouth, your eyes. Scrub your stuff. If you're sick, someone in your house is sick, keep the kitchen and bathroom countertops clean. Always wash toys after children play with them if they're sick. Don't share things. Don't share glasses, towels, utensils with family members who are sick. Use your own glass or disposable cups. Try to stay clear of colds. That's a no-brainer. And I also say to people, choose your daycare center carefully. You know, you want to make sure it's one that always cleans things up. I'm a big believer in taking infrared saunas, and I think it's my second blog on at my website, SusanSmithJones.com. It's all about the healing benefits of infrared saunas and sweating. But in one recent German study, it found that people who indulged in a sauna at least twice a week got half as many colds as those who didn't. And the benefits come from inhaling air that's hotter than 80 degrees, a temperature too hot for cold viruses to survive. And then my very top blog that I posted today is all about water and the importance of water for healing so many conditions in your body, and colds and allergies, because when you get just a little bit dehydrated, it lowers your metabolic rate. It stresses out the body, which in turn causes inflammation and a heightened immune system response. So you need the right kind of water. You need to drink frequently, keep your body hydrated. And that's all, the saunas and water is all in my first and second blog on my website.
Outstanding, Susan. Some great tips for us. And when we come back, we're going to talk about other ways that we can really help to manage allergies. And these also have great applications for colds as well. So we'll be right back.
Here comes the sun.
So happy that you could join us today here on Gateway to Vibrant Health. And we have Dr. Susan Smith-Jones with us again. We're talking about allergies. She just gave us some wonderful tips on how to stay healthy as far as avoiding colds. And allergies are, we don't always have control of what allergens we come in contact with. So keeping our immune system strong is really the whole key here. And there's some fantastic ways that we can support our immune system. Susan, tell us some more about some of your strategies to support that immune system.
Well, it goes without saying that if you don't get good sleep at night, you're going to suppress your immune system. You've got to get good sleep every night. You need to keep your stress levels down, because that wreaks havoc on the immune system if you're always stressed out and you don't manage it well. I just mentioned water, but of course you've got to eat a healthy diet with your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible, that are easy to digest. Because when you eat a diet that is teeming with animal products or white sugar, white flour products, it causes stress to the entire digestive system. And then foods like dairy and, you know, like you mentioned earlier, gluten foods, that causes more mucus in your body, which causes inflammation, and it's all like a vicious cycle. And then there are some foods and herbs that are great to, as antihistamines. For example, the berries and leaves of fresh strawberries are loaded with vitamin C, minerals, and catechins, which block allergy-causing histamines. There's an herb that is superb for allergies. It's a natural antihistamine. It's called, it's an interesting name, it's called stinging nettle. But it's a natural source of quercetin, and that's a plant-based flavonoid that supports the body's response to allergens and inhibits histamine release. So that's a wonderful herb to take. When people in my private practice, Valerie, come to see me for allergies, I immediately put them on high levels of vitamin C, at least 3,000 milligrams a day. I like time released. And I put them on 2,000 to 2,500 milligrams of stinging nettle. Now you can get that in tea form or capsules or liquid extract. And that also helps to boost your immune system.
Outstanding. And I've always read that nettles are especially good when people have like itchy eyes, itchy nose, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That can be very helpful in that regard as well.
Yes, yes, yes. And then, you know, I always talk about this with you because I've used these products for 40 years. But there's a line of natural products called Olbus. And they make, they make many, many products. And, you know, today, maybe if we have time, let's talk about the oil, the inhaler, the cough syrup, and the pastilles. And just right off the bat, if you have, like I would never be without the pastilles. If you have a cough or a cold or an allergy, the pastilles are cough suppressant lozenges. They're extra strong and they help you fight coughs that might be due to an allergy or a cold or a minor throat or bronchial irritation that often occurs when you have a cold. Or let's say you're in an environment where, hopefully not, but if people still smoke, because these pastilles have a natural anesthetic action that provides this instant, cool, soothing relief for sore throats and mouth pain. And what's interesting is, you don't know this, but I have one right now in my mouth that's in between my teeth and my gums and my inner cheek area, and you don't even know it, but I like it because it keeps my nasal passages open. And one of the reasons I'm never without them is you never know when you might get that tickle in your throat. And doesn't it always happen at the worst times? You're at a movie theater and the whole theater's quiet, and all of a sudden you've got the tickle and you need to cough. Or you're at a concert, or, you know, or if you're a teacher, or you sing, or whatever you do, sometimes you just need to lubricate your throat and get rid of that little dry cough or tickle. So these Olbus pastilles are superb, and I always go over to my local Sprouts here and I get them. They're always available there, and it's something you just never want to be without.
That's wonderful. Now, would those also be a great strategy if, for instance, I was on a plane last week and the guy next to me just had an awful cough and cold situation going on? So it seems to me that the pastilles would be great for me to start taking right then and there.
The best, the absolute best for that. And also for a radio personality like you, because you talk a lot and your throat gets scratchy and dry. But even if, now this might sound weird, but this is another reason I use them. If someone around me has on strong cologne or perfume, or I smell smoke on their jacket, or maybe you can tell they haven't showered in a while, when you put a pastille in your mouth, first of all, you get that cool, refreshing sensation. But then you can also breathe in all the, and we'll talk about it in a moment, but you breathe in the herbs that are in this, the peppermint, eucalyptus, juniper, wintergreen that smells so good, and that helps. Now, here's another way to use them, and it absolutely works, although the company doesn't mention this, but I always do. If you have carb cravings or junk food cravings, I did a little clinical study with just over 100 people, And we found out that if all of a sudden you wanted to eat something, instead, rather than eating, of course, I always recommend drink a big glass of water, because often when you're hungry, you're really thirsty. But just put a pastille in your mouth, and the wonderful, delicious taste, you know, of these extra strong lozenges will take away cravings for food. Probably because it's hard to describe, but it's like your nasal passages open up, your throat opens up, your bronchial passages open up, just from all the natural oils, and it's all natural, that are in the pastilles, and the oil, and the cough syrup, and the inhaler.
Wow, that's awesome.
And by the way, if someone wants more info, definitely go to www.olbas.com.
Wonderful, Susan. So one of the things that, as you were talking there, I thought about, there are a lot of jobs where people are around bad-smelling things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People who work in hair and nail salons, people who work with asphalt, or just so many different jobs where they might be around things that don't smell good, you know, garbage collectors or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a great thing for them as well.
Exactly. I mean, those are all wonderful ways, reasons to keep them with you. And if you wonder about the ingredients in the Olbas products, it's all completely natural. And it's also time-tested, because Olbas, by the way, is an acronym that stands for Oleum Basilium, or oil from basil. And Basel is a city in Switzerland that's nestled on the border of Germany and France. And Olbas originated over 100 years ago. And it's sold in 20 countries in America. And whenever I do media tours over in Europe, I see it in all the shops everywhere. And it's a very unique blend, like the Olbas oil. It contains 6 essential oils. And each of them has a unique value of their own, of course. And these oils are always extracted very carefully from traditional plants that have been the basis of healing in cultures around the world for centuries. And while each of these oils, the peppermint, eucalyptus, cajeput, wintergreen, juniper berry, and clove, all have medicinal functions of their own, when you put them together, the effects of these oils are even more potent. And in fact, Valerie, clinical studies in Switzerland indicate that the combination of these oils in this one very pure product produces a synergistic effect that is a boon for anybody suffering from colds or allergies. And there's so many ways that you can use the oil. And I know you've used it. I've used it for over 40 years. Tell me some ways you use the Olbas oil. And by the way, I get it over at Sprouts. And it comes in 2 sizes, a small little size that's great for traveling. I'm never without it when I travel. And then there's a larger size.
Yes, and I just love that oil. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the many uses of the Olbas oil. We'll be right back.
Here comes the sun.
And now, it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been talking to Dr. Susan Smith-Jones about allergies, colds, some of the great strategies for staying healthy, and the wonderful Olbas products. The Olbas oil is such a wonderful massage oil. I love that. I have my massage therapist add a little bit to her almond oil or whatever she's using as a base, and it just feels so great on my muscles. I love that Olbas oil.
I like that you said you added it to, if it's coconut or almond oil, because if you used Olbas oil by itself as the massage lubricant, it would just be a little too potent and strong, because a few little drops go a long way. So that's an excellent way to use it. You can drop it into a handkerchief, and you can put that handkerchief in your pocket, and, you know, if you want to keep breathing it in to give you instant results. sometimes if I feel stuffy, I put a few drops in the tissue and I tuck it into my pillowcase to help stimulate my breathing passages so I can get a good night's sleep. For a steam bath, you just warm up your shower. I love this. It's like I create a spa in my bathroom. So you turn on the shower, you warm up a little bit, and then put two or three drops just down on the bottom of the shower. Just let them drip down. And all of a sudden, what a sensation. It's like you have this excellent soothing massage oil that you can breathe in, and especially in the morning when you're a little groggy and you've just awakened and you take your morning shower, what a way to wake you up. If you have achy joints, if you have tight, stiff joints, like I do Pilates several mornings a week, and before I go to Pilates, I'll put a little bit in my tighter areas, like my hip and behind my knees, sometimes my shoulders. And then, so it's good before you exercise to help relax tight muscles, but it's also great after you exercise, just like you were saying with massage, to help reduce soreness and to soothe overworked muscles. Sometimes I'll put a little drop of it on my forehead, like my temple area. If you know, it's great to do if you get a headache. If you have sore, achy feet, if your job requires you to stand much of the day, put 25 to 50 drops of the oil into a dish pan, you know, of hot or cold water and soak your feet for 10 to 15 minutes. It will feel absolutely terrific.
Oh, that's a great idea, because I know so many people complain to me that they are on their feet all day for work and their legs and their feet are so sore. What a beautiful idea to use the Olbus oil and soak them.
Yeah, it's so simple. And I love that it comes from nature. It's a phenomenal product that has no side effects in your body at all. And I encourage you to get all of these Olbus products at Sprouts. And when you get the oil, get the large size that you'll keep at home, but also get the small one, because that's perfect to take when you travel. It's excellent. And like the peppermint, all these six oils, the peppermint is great to stimulate your nasal and bronchial areas. The eucalyptus relaxes respiratory muscles. The cajeput is a powerful oil that soothes your bronchial area. Juniper stimulates metabolism and even supports the immune system. I love the smell of wintergreen. You know, that gives you that warm, soothing feeling when the Olbus oil is applied to the skin. The clove is also in it, and that's a strong, stimulating, aromatic spice that enhances the overall effect of the Olbus oil. Now, the company never mentions this either, but if you want to get in a more passionate mood with your partner, because the Olbus oil is cooling and warming at the same time, you know, you don't need to go get chemicalized lubricants at the pharmacy. Do you know what I'm talking about? This is wonderful to light the fire of your partner, you know, together.
So many different uses for the Olbus oil, Susan.
Yeah.
I love it. So there are some wonderful ingredients that are in here that have just all kinds of different benefits. They also have an excellent inhaler, and I love that little inhaler. I use it a lot. Tell us more about that one.
Oh, I just love it. It's about the size of, I got mine in front of me, so let me measure. It's about the size of your pinky finger. Now, listen, I'm breathing this in right now in my nose. So what is the inhaler? It's like a little tube, and it gives you an instant pleasant, refreshing, and cooling sensation in your nasal passages that is especially good with seasonal discomfort, when you have allergies, when you have a cold, when your nose gets clogged up. There's so many different reasons to use it. Many of the things we said with the oil, if you're around someone who doesn't smell pleasant, or their aromas where you get your hair or your nails done, or next to someone on a flight, you just keep pulling this out and breathing it in, and it just changes your whole attitude, because it's like you're breathing in like the forest in winter that is so refreshing, It's wonderful. But now here's the thing with the inhaler. You don't want to share yours with anybody in your family. It's your personal one. So maybe put a little dot of a Sharpie on the bottom to know which one is yours. And I always recommend, and I get 7 at a time because they're very inexpensive. And I keep one, like, right here at my office desk, one next to my bed, one in my travel bag, one in my car, one in my tote bag. You know, so this way I don't have to keep moving it from pocket to pocket, but everywhere I go I have one. And if you ran out of lozenges and you had that dry, scratchy throat we talked about, you can breathe this in and it will really help your throat as well.
Oh, great. And you mentioned it can really change your attitude. Well, that fits in really well with aromatherapy, where different smells do change your attitude.
Exactly,
and they
lavender.
Have these very deep responses for us. Smell is one of those things that can really be a huge trigger for memory or for feelings of well-being. It's very interesting to me the way that aromatherapy works.
Yes, yes. And you know, you talked about the fragrance anchoring, and it does. I think it was Beeman gum that I chewed as a child. And when I breathe in, like this inhaler right here, or the oil, because it has juniper berry and wintergreen in it that I think Beeman had in it, sometimes I go right back to my childhood. It's really fun. It's wonderful. But again, if you're hungry, if you have junk food cravings, if you're just depressed and you feel like you want to eat, pull out your inhaler and breathe it in a few times, and you'll find that you lose that craving to go eat. And also, if you use it on a daily basis like I do, it will last about 3 months. 6 months from now, you still get a little bit of a fragrance, you know, the aroma from it, but it's not as potent. So about every 3 months, you want to replace it with a new one. So what I often do, I go to Sprouts. I usually buy 10 to 15 at a time because I love to give them as gifts. People love these. But on the ones that I've opened with a Sharpie, I put the date that I opened it. And then you also know, because when you first use it, woo, your eyes brighten up and everything opens up in your nose and your lungs and your throat. And then 3 months later, you don't get as powerful an effect because it's not as potent. That's why you want to replace them.
Excellent. And this really opens up the nasal passages. And this is safe for children, too, isn't it, Susan?
Oh, excellent for children. Very
perfect.
Safe.
Perfect. Yeah. Way better than giving them the food dye loaded commercial cough syrups and things like that. So we've got some excellent strategies for health here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a few more of their wonderful products from Olbus. We'll be right back.
And now it's time for Gateway to Vibrant Health with your host, nutritional consultant and certified natural health professional, Valerie Hall.
Welcome back, everyone. We've been talking with Susan Smith-Jones, and we've been talking about allergies and colds and coughs and many, many uses for the Olbus products. They also have an amazing cough syrup, which I used just recently after I got just a very small little tickle in my throat, kind of a cough after being on a plane ride, and it just worked so well for me. I love this cough syrup.
And I do too. And there's so you don't have to have a full-blown cough to reap the benefits from the cough syrup. It could be that you need it because you have allergies or a cold or you speak a lot or let's say you have a dry throat or, you know, like you're a radio personality or people who sing and you want to lubricate your throat a little bit. This is excellent. And now, first of all, people often say, well, can I give it to my children? You absolutely can give it to your children. In fact, it's recommended at Safe Baby. That's SAFBABY.com. And it's great for any child 2 years of age and older because it's got some honey in it. And so what exactly is in it? this cough syrup has those six essential ulbous oils that we talked about, and then those are blended with five herbal extracts known for their respiratory and immune system benefits. And they are thyme, licorice, plantain, horse chestnut, and pine. And then it's also blended with wildflower honey, and it's very soothing, absolutely, to your throat. And unlike pharmaceutical cough syrups, which are not safe to use, this is even safe for children. So it's completely natural. And wouldn't you agree, it's absolutely delicious. And so I get this over at Sprouts Markets as well.
Yes, I love that. It tastes great. So if you have children in your life, you know, a lot of those cough syrups that are over the counter just taste ghastly. And these, the Ulbus one is one that they will not complain about. It's going to taste good. And it's got things that are going to be foundationally supportive, not only giving them symptomatic relief, but also getting to the core of the issue, supporting the immune system, which is way more than any of those commercial over-the-counter things do. They only mask symptoms, and they can have some really serious side effects for people. So they've really started to caution more about those commercial cough syrups. So do your whole family a favor and get the Ulbus cough syrup in the house. It's a way better alternative for us.
Yes, and you and I have talked about this before, Valerie, all of the serious chemicals and additives to cough syrups that parents often give their children that you buy over the counter. And this, you have nothing to worry about because it's safe and natural and great for your body. And you mentioned a little bit ago about the aromatherapy. And here's a little tip for, if you know, because we're getting to the warmer season, spring's about here, and then that means often more insects and then more mosquitoes. And there are lots of people that report that insects hate the aroma of the Ulbus oil. So imagine that. But that way, if you know you're going to go out, say on a long hike one day and it's midday and there might be mosquitoes or insects around, put a little Ulbus on. Maybe use it as your cologne on the inside of your wrist behind your ears. Maybe rub a little bit with coconut oil or something on your arms so that you have that on you and see how it works for you with keeping the insects at bay.
Wow, that's a great use for it too. Amazing.
You'll find other ways to use all these natural remedies at Ulbus. You can go to Ulbus.com or Ulbus Movie. It's a little 3-minute movie that's great. Ulbusmovie.com.
Oh, nice. And do they show how it's made and things like that?
Yeah, they do. And they show little scenes of Switzerland. It's beautiful.
Lovely. Reminds me of The Sound of Music.
Yeah, exactly. The hills are alive. And another idea I forgot to mention to you, because I do this. Sometimes if I just feel stressed out, even if, because I haven't had a headache in years, but it's great for headaches, is you can do a compress. You can take about 10 to 20 drops of the Ulbus oil into a bowl of either hot or cold water, depending on what you want. So you submerge the clean cloth in the water, wring it out, and place it on the desired area. If you need it on your head to relax, it feels so soothing. If you have aches and pains in areas of your body, your hips, your knees, your elbow, your wrists maybe, the compress with the oil feels so good on these areas of your body.
Wow, there are just so many different ways that these can be used. So let's review for everybody all of the great Ulbus products that are at Sprouts Farmers Market. We can get those wonderful pastilles, great for freshening breath. They're great for your scratchy throat. Wonderful.
And you just said breath. That is what I use to keep my breath fresh. That is the most simple reason to use them, especially if you've just had garlic or onions. It's a great breath freshener.
You know, I have a couple of people in my life who have chronic little coughs that they've never been able to track down why, and I'm sure it's an allergy of some sort. Yeah. I'm going to get them both some of these lovely Ulbus pastilles.
Exactly.
It's a very inexpensive and thoughtful gift for our loved ones to give
and
them something.
And everybody
like this.
Loves it when you give these as gifts. If you think, what can I give someone? Not only would they love them, but every time they use any of these products, they'll think of you, and it's like a gift that keeps on giving.
That's just lovely. So, and then they have the wonderful Olbas oil, which can be used for everything as a massage oil, as an insect repellent. Wow, that's an interesting one. Put a little bit on a Kleenex in your pillowcase to help keep you breathing well throughout the night. The Olbas oil can be used in a lot of different ways as a compressed, as a foot soak. That was a great idea. I like that one for when we have sore feet. After Expo West this year, I'm sure I'll be using that. That'll be a good thing to have with me.
Or to perk you up in the shower in the morning, put a little bit on the floor of the shower, or, you know, just to get you in the passionate mood.
So many interesting uses of these wonderful Olbas products. Then we've got the fantastic cough syrup, which is really safe for children over 2 years old because it has honey in it. And then it just is a wonderful way to support their immune system and our immune system. So great for the whole family. So we've got the pastilles, the oil, the inhaler, and that inhaler is just so great. Susan, it is always such a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much, and I look forward to our next time.
Thank you so much.
Everybody have a happy and healthy week.
Here comes the sun.